Good day, journal. You always knew that better days were coming. You knew because you did everything the Spirit told you to do. You knew how your days go each day now was inevitable because it was in accord with the Creator's promise. You remained obedient. You knew better days were on the way. Even when you couldn't see the good days ahead in real time, you saw them in your mind's eye. You saw the day the world would recognize you for your writing prowess. You knew the awards for prodigious writing would manifest sooner than later. You kept your eye on the prize even when the prize was nowhere in sight, when others thought you were blind or crazy, or both. You knew the world would appreciate your voice finally. Trusting and believing in the Creator's promises, you kept practicing and training to be a cunning linguist. With the will of the Spirit, you have become what you worked most diligently to become. You knew being a renowned public intellectual was just a matter of time. You knew even when the doubting Thomas that lives inside of us all tried to convince you otherwise. How did you know you would be who the world knows you to be today? Many who you meet want to know your process. Inquiring minds here and far want to know your secret to live as you always imagine. The secret is that there is no secret. If there is one, the secret is that your secret is similar to the lady's deodorant. May the secret that you apply to your life is for one person, but strong enough for another person it is. The secret is that everyone willing to dream audaciously and work persistently can have life experiences equal to and vaster than anything they imagine yours to be. Instead, the recipe is to treat your mind and soul the way you treat your body. Like Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken, the secret recipe is to treat each day the same. Once you know the formula, leave it alone and do what the recipe instructs. Give each day no more or less than the recipe calls for. In your case, that recipe leads you here physically. You've been training for increased strength, improved flexibility, and cardiovascular endurance for years. You exercise all those energy systems in your body because you understood that being good at one or two was insufficient. Your entire physical trinity had to be at its best. You train your body because you know training your body is not just about your body. It's about training your mind and soul too. To get up day after day and do the same thing when other things occur, stuff wanting you to make you believe they are more important than the care of the Creator's temple, is an all-out mental war. You must want to win the war of physical attrition badly to do what you do daily. Strength, flexibility, and cardiovascular training each day, no matter what else is happening in the worldwide. How you fight the good fight is getting more muscular, flexible, improving cardiovascular health, regardless of who or what tries to tell you that your attention should be elsewhere. You got here and can only remain here by giving your best to all those systems. You must be mentally strong and spiritually attuned to keep caring for your only temple the way you do. You must get it through your thick head and accept with all your heart that nothing should take precedence over caring for the temple you present daily. So like strength training, you get stronger. You get physically powerful in the body by getting sounder in mind and sturdier in faith. You can, but you shouldn't get stronger in one thing without getting stouter in all things. Made you are of mind, body, and soul. Thus daily, you should train that you grow stronger in all three ways. Mind, body, and soul strength. Before and after each strength training sessions, you stretch. Sometimes the stretch is done via yoga. Nonetheless, daily, you stretch out. As with your strength training, you elongate all parts of you. You stretch your body from head to toe and expand all your mind and soul. You stretch your body to remain flexible and not suffer stiffness until life's time clock expires, when rigor mortis gets the best of us all. You stretch out your mind likewise. You stretch to see things others can't see. You extend your imagination so that you might know the life you want so desperately in living, vivid color. You stretch every part of you to be better than yesterday. You lengthen that you might extend past the version of you that appeared previously. That's the goal. It's the job that the Spirit assigned to you. Your mission is to stretch beyond the impossible. You are to stretch out that impossible becomes possible. Your mission is to elongate every bit of you to prove to all who ask that the impossible exists only to become inevitable. On all days, you work on your cardiovascular system. Nobody wants to be unable to run or walk without tiring quickly. There is no reason you cannot breathe in all life's goodness. There is no reason that you cannot exhale all the mercy that the Creator blows into you. You must be in excellent cardiovascular health to enjoy this exceptional life. You must be able to breathe on your own to enjoy this life as your own genuinely. Breathing irregularly or using a device is not living life the way the Spirit intended you to live your life. Likewise, you must be in excellent cardiovascular health in mind and soul. You must be willing and able to go forward in your heart in a way that others cannot go. Cardiovascular soul health makes it so that your heart beats for others. The suffering of others is unconscionable for you because you have the best soulful cardiovascular health. You help, serve, and ensure others know that their lives matter because the blood flowing through your body extends the privilege to your soul. That unrestricted flow keeps you attuned to the truth that there is something bigger than you. You are supposed to care for something much more important than yourself in this life. Your cardiovascular standing allows you to do what is in the greater good, to leave each day working to leave the planet better when you depart than when you arrive. And that's how you knew better days were coming and were always on the horizon. You follow the script. You don't deter yourself from what has worked for centuries. You dare not change the divine's original recipe. Daily, you prepare for the incredible journey abiding by a majestic recipe made for all, which time shows repeatedly is more than good enough for you.
Secret recipe. Reflect and write. Today is a great day to renew your hope. Today is the day to renew your commitment to yourself. This is how you ensure that better days are ahead. There is no secret to living the life you always imagined. Nate reminds us to treat our mind, body, and soul with the same amount of care daily. The not-so-secret is to live life with consistency and unwavering relentlessness. We get to our best selves by caring for our temple holistically. Take a moment to reflect on how you care for yourself. Do you give attention to your mind without caring for your body or soul? Do you have an intentional plan for your spiritual well-being while neglecting the body that houses the spirit? Might you be one who is haphazard and lackadaisical with all of these? Now act. Take time today to describe in writing what the best version of you looks like, mind, body, and soul. Be specific. No detail is too small. Once you have written the details, now create your plan on how to get there. Today is the day to follow the script to get the better days that are awaiting you. Now journey forward.